Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 26 today, verses 1 through 11. That's Proverbs 26, verses 1 through 11. It says, like snow in summer or rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, a curse that is causeless does not alight. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Whoever sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. Like a lame man's legs, which hang useless, it is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like one who binds the stone in the sling is the one who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn that goes up into the hand of a drunkard is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like an archer who wounds everyone is one who hires a passing fool or drunkard. Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. Now, as you probably caught on, these verses, we don't usually cover so many in our Saturday challenges in the book of Proverbs, but they all warn of the danger of dealing with fools. These verses all warn of the danger of dealing with fools, responding to fools, listening to fools, or even being a fool. Jesus only dealt with those who were sincere. I want you to remember how when Jesus walked on the earth, he loved everybody. He preached to the masses, but he only spent his time and energy and his effort on the lives of those who were sincere, those who wanted to respond to the good news, those who wanted to hear what God had to say. And so let me just give you an example. You know, the rich young ruler comes to Jesus and he appears to be sincere and says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus, of course, says, here's some things. You got to first obey the law. The guy says, I have since my youth. He says, okay, take everything you have, sell it and give it to the poor and then come follow me. The man goes away sad because he had great wealth and he didn't want to do it. And the scripture shows us that he did not chase them. He didn't chase the man. He let him go. And actually, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, listen to what Jesus himself says. He says, do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. You see, the Bible teaches, as we look at these verses here in Proverbs chapter 26, 1 through 11, that to deal with fools or to respond to fools inappropriately or to even hire fools is a foolish thing, and we're going to suffer because of it. Who's the fool? Those who say, first, the Bible says that him who says in his heart there's no God, those are first and foremost the fools in this world. On top of that, the fools are those we saw in this passage today are those who are the drunkards, the ones who think that they're wise in their own eyes. We need to be real careful when we deal with folks. And, well, let me just put it to you this way. Over the years as a pastor, I came to realize, as I tried to help everybody, that there were a lot of people that came to my office that didn't really want help. They wanted me to approve of what they were doing, even though it was sin. They wanted someone just to listen to them, but they really didn't want to do what God had to say or line their lives up with the Word of God. And I started to also realize that Satan loved to fill my schedule with people that weren't sincere about responding. And over the years, I got better at it, but I learned to only give my effort and my energy to those who are sincere, who are striving to repent, who are striving to live their lives in a way that God was pleasing to God. And I want to challenge you in the same way as well. Some of you are dealing with some people right now and you're knocking your head against the wall. I want you to step back and allow the Spirit of God to speak to your heart today. Maybe one of these proverbs, maybe one of these verses lines right up with what it is that you're dealing with. I want you to let the Spirit of God show you whether or not you're putting energy into a fool. Now, again, God can change the heart of anyone. God can turn a fool into a saint. But at the same time, we have to let God do his work in someone's life before they really respond. And we sometimes think that we're able to change them. You'll be wasting your time. And so I just want to challenge you today. Are you putting your energy into the life of people who are wanting to respond, who are growing in their walk with the Lord, who are sincerely seeking him? Or are you wasting your time with someone who really doesn't want to change, but they love the attention? Hope this helps someone out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.